And now people are practicing up in the Dakotas. Just talked to a few producers that were way up north by the Canadian border, planting cover crops. Are you familiar with cover crops at all?
Well, you've talked about them before, but maybe you could just touch on just what a cover crop is once again.
Okay, so essentially it's just keeping a living root on your soil.
So it isn't barren. And,
exactly.
Right, keeps the soil in place and that kind of thing, right?
Yep, any other benefits you can think of? I'm going to pick on you a little bit.
Oh, boy, yeah, you're quizzing me. See if I remember what we talked about before. I would imagine it helps with the nutrients and all that kind of thing in the soil, does it not?
Yep.
When you've got something on there rather than just the dirt?
Yep, exactly.
Okay. All right.
Helps hold nutrients. The biggest thing of, I mean, there's multiple benefits. You're building organic matter, you're reducing application of herbicide, pesticide, increase soil stability, structure, increase water infiltration, reduce tillage passes. It's a pretty substantial list, and I guess I won't try and put too much on anybody. But like you said, it helps keeps nutrients in the soil. So like, you know, any application that if you're throwing down nitrogen or phosphates, all that, having that living root will help hold those nutrients in there and they won't wash away.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you talk about things like the dead zone down in Mexico or the Gulf of Mexico. There's no secret where these nutrients are coming from. I see it as, you know, that's just someone's money being washed off their field. And
right.
Cover crops is a great way to help keep those nutrients on your field. The other thing it helps do is just build organic matter. So right now, looking out across the fields, what do you see?
What do I see? Probably a little dirt and a lot of snow cover, but not a lot of snow cover right
yep.
now in most areas. Kind of could use a little more probably out there.
Yeah, especially for snowmobiling.
Right, yeah. <yep.
laughs> Been waiting to get out this year. That's not happening.
Not lately.
So you're seeing your soil uncovered. Now, this one cover crop is commonly practiced is just getting a rye out there in the fall, right after harvest. And that'll come up and just hold your soil in place. It also makes sure your soil isn't exposed like it is now. You have your sun beating on your soil. That's black dirt. I mean, that's for one, going to melt off your snow right away, which some people probably look at as a good thing for the springtime for getting planting in. However, it also, once that sun hits, it's burning off all your organic matter, CO2. And that stuff is not easy to come by. They say every tillage pass takes away 50 years of growth of organic matter through natural prairie. I think when our ice age was 10,000 years ago.
Quite a while ago. Yep. Before my time, believe
yeah.
it or not.
Yeah. Really? I'll give more credit than that. So, I mean, you know, you do the math. If you've been doing two tillage passes for 100 years, we're starting to run out of organic matter. So I think it's one thing we should be paying attention to.
And when you go drive down the highway, you look at the ditch, you see an awful lot of black dirt, it seems mm-hmm. like,
yeah.
in the snow. That's dirt that would be nice if that was back in the fields or remained in the fields, I would imagine. Does that, even though it's winter, that dirt still seems to be coming off the you'd think that it was frozen down, wouldn't be going anywhere, but apparently that's not the case when you get some of these strong winds out there.
Yeah, and that's part of your soil structure. And that's, again, if you're, I mean, things like reducing tillage passes, I mean, switching to like no-till, but cover crops are a simple way of just giving, you know, doing a planting in the fall, getting a living root, that's going to hold all the soil there. The average rate of soil loss per acre in our county is 5.5 tons per acre.
It's a lot of soil, a lot of dirt.
Yeah, the camera, it was like something like 15 dump trucks being taken off of each acre. So, I mean, no one would let 15 dump trucks come out to their field and just start walking away their soil.
That's right, not intentionally, for sure.
No, so it's always interesting. We talked about rye. Rye is a great, easy one. It's allopathic, meaning it suppresses weeds, so you get it down. When it comes up in the spring, you can reduce your passes of pesticides and herbicides. Also, by introducing like multi-species cover crops, you know, into your V3, V5 stage corn, you're getting out beneficial insects out there that help kill and take out those pests that you end up spraying for. So mm-hmm. it also reduces pesticides. One fact I hear very commonly at different workshops I go to is for every single pest that you kill via pesticide, you're taking out 1,700 beneficial insects. Is it Newton's third law? For every action, there's a reaction.
Right.
It's not a reaction I'd want on my field, but
right. And if you can do it without the pesticides, it's cheaper too. Yeah. I mean, less input cost for you. So
exactly, nature used to do this stuff on its own. So.
Right.
The other thing is, again, you're increasing your soil stability. You're getting living roots into your structure. The biggest part about it is water infiltration. You get those roots in there, they're going to make the soil porous. You're not going to see standing water on your field, come harvest season. A common story I hear is someone who's practicing cover crops and no-till right next to their neighbors, they'll get 4 inches of rain the night before. They'll see their neighbor stuck out there with tracks while they're just zooming by them without even a four-wheel drive tractor.
Mm-hmm.
And again, that stuff doesn't come right away, but after 3 to 5 years, you see great heavily increased infiltration rates of your water to the point where your tile isn't even being used anymore.
Mm.
I hear this more and more and more, and everyone I talk to about it, they always say, I wish I would have known about this sooner.
Right, but it's better to do it right now. And kind of like they say about trees, when it was the best time to plant a tree was
20 years ago,
and yeah. The second best time is right now. Yep. So, yeah, don't put it off if you're thinking about it.
And if anybody's like interested in it, I'd be happy to go through it with them, talk to mixes with them, introduce them. There's people in our county practicing cover crops. Introduce them to them. Or if they're interested in going to a workshop or something, I'd be glad to take them along with and give them a free ride.
Mm-hmm. I'm sure you got plenty of information in the office there. So,
oh, yeah. Yep. Enough to make your head spin someday.
That's why you're there, to help sort it out.
Yeah.
Yep. All right.
And then, we do offer a cost share for that. You can get it through the EQIP program, which is in the fall. Ag Water Certification Program, we can get money as early as the spring. And then we also have state cost share, and that's a $300 acre up to 40 acres for 3 years that we help supply.
That'll help a little bit.
Yeah. Are you, so on to a different subject.
All right. We're going to talk about your tree program a little bit.
Yeah, are you planting any trees this
spring?
I'm
not planting any trees, but I haven't killed any lately. That's a good thing.
Okay.
All my trees are still alive. including, I've told you before, my story about the Norway pine. I went over to your office to an open house a few years back and got one of those little, it was just a little stick in a bag was all it was, and I planted it where I was missing a tree, and thing's about 8 feet tall now. So
there you go.
Pine cones on it and the whole works. So
yeah. It's a really, really pretty tree.
Yeah.
So we have our tree programs going. If you'd like to get in and have us design a plan, or you just, for a shelter belt or a field windbreak, I'd love to do more field windbreaks. Come on in. And we'll get that ready for you. Please do it by the end of the month. After that, we're already losing out on what kind of stock is available for us to get through a distributor. So come on in, set up a tree plan, or just come in and order some trees for pickup day.
I suppose when the temperature is 6 below, people aren't thinking about planting trees, but that's probably a good time to do it, because there's a lot of other things you can't do, so you might as well do some advanced planting.
Yeah, come in, hang out with me.
Yep, warm in there, got the heat on, the coffee on.
Yeah. And then we have our seeding program. If you have any CRP seedings that need done, or if you have any buffer seedings that need done, come on in. We do distribute seed too out of the office, so it's kind of like a one-stop shop.
Okay.
Come in, tell us where you want it, order the seed to your specs, and you should be good to go.
All right, sounds good. Anything else we need to touch on today?
We just so people are aware, this is the second round of touchy subject buffers. Second round public ditches need to be in by November 1st of this year. We do have Kosher available. It seems like it's coming in and out for that, and that's we only have it for two more weeks. If you are interested in that, you have to do it's kind of like a CRP plan. You sign up for a 10-year plan. We have a native grass mix that needs to be planted down, and you have to do different contract management. So, but there's Kosher available for that, just so people are aware.
All right, very good. Well, if anybody has any questions on what we've talked about today, they can, as we say, stop into your office, talk to Seth over there at the Soil and Water Conservation Office, the Farm Service Agency office at the intersection of Highways 40 and 75, or what's your phone number over there, Seth?
320-598-7321, extension 3.
Okay, and got the website for Black Pearl Soil and Water, too. You can probably, the quickest way to do that is just
just
Google Black Pearl Soil and Water, and got a good website, yeah. Pictures and information of all sorts on
yeah,
there.
Yeah, I think actually our manager is redoing it right now, too. So.
Okay, sounds good. Yeah. Well, thanks for coming on the air. Good to talk to you as always, and thanks for the conservation conversation this morning here on Q92.
Thank you. Good luck with Pizza Day.
Thank you very much. We'll be giving more away. Seth Caduce, Soil Resource Specialist with the Lac Parle Soil and Water Conservation District, right here on Q92 this morning.